I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
You're on The Burt Show.
Everything going a little bit too smoothly in Kristen's life, so she thought she'd start digging and meddling in other people's.
Yeah, some time to kill.
It's pretty much how it goes.
Mm-hmm. So, for the record, this is consensual meddling, okay?
Is it?
It was, because I asked Kelsey if I could do it, and she said yes.
Well, then why isn't she on to hear it?
I don't know. She's going to have to listen later. Maybe something happened this morning. But after we did our texting tutor and she shot her shot and John turned her down because he said he was in a situationship, I asked Mo, do you think he's actually in a situationship or if he's just using that as an excuse because he doesn't want to go out with her?
I said, I think it's lies.
Okay.
What does it matter? That's what he used.
The
bottom line is the dude doesn't want to hang out with her. So why even? You don't even know her.
I guess I do. I know her. It's Kelsey. It's Kelsey. So she's a first show listener, and I wanted... Listen, I hit her... Tommy obviously had her contact information. I hit her up, and I said, hey, would you like me to do a little digging? We both got a hankering for the truth. So I did some digging.
Okay. All right, so this is the listener that we had on Friday. If you missed it, our texting tutor. There she is at a party on New Year's Eve, and it's mostly couples. There's a couple of singles. And this dude kind of comes up to her like at 11:30 and starts vibing with her a little bit, make sure that she's single. And then right before the stroke of midnight, he comes up behind her, and he's like, hey, you're single, I'm single, what are you thinking? So they kiss. She was impressed enough that she didn't even know who this dude was. They didn't even have conversation. It's kind of sexy. But then she goes and she starts to ask her friends, like, do you know who that guy was? Anybody? Can you give me his phone number? So she gets the phone number from a friend. She comes to us. We text this dude to say, hey, remember me? I'm the one with the herp that you kissed on New Year's Eve. And he's like, I do remember you. And she's like, do you want to go out for a drink? And he's like, dang it. I'm in a situationship. Ended it. Done. Over. He didn't want to go out. Not enough for Kristen.
Nope, it wasn't. And it wasn't enough for Kelsey either. We were all proud of her for putting herself out there and being bold, because I know that's several people's word for 2023.
Facts.
But sometimes you just, I don't like fake people and I hate lies. So I'm like, let's just do some digging. Okay. Let's just see what happens, okay? So Kelsey gave me all the information for John, right? And I started doing a little digging online and immediately went to Instagram because that's where, you know, she had gone as well. And I did a deep dive on his Instagram and I didn't find a lot from his actual profile. So I had to put more focus into the comments on any of his pictures, what little there were. And I focused more on who he's following and who was following him, right? So I started going through like his followers and the accounts and started, or the comments to go to other accounts. And so I kind of got some semblance of his friend group and who he had been hanging out with. Looks like they had a great time in Cabo last year, by the way. but still wasn't able to find if there was any, like, relationship, right? I mean, there were some group photos or whatever, but nothing that was, like, conclusive.
Well, I mean, typically with the situationship, you're not really posting each other on the feed. You're keeping it on the DL so your other hoes don't see it.
So
That is correct, Abby.
Just making sure the people at home knew. Yes. And then I went to Facebook. He is non-existent on Facebook, but I did do a cross-reference of his Insta friends on Facebook and see if there was anything. And it was still too hard to decipher if he's in any kind of relation situationship from the pictures that I was able to see because I'm not following them. So you only get limited access to people's Facebook profiles.
Real quick sidebar question has nothing to do with this whatsoever. Question for the woman with a career and a husband and a three-year-old and three dogs.
Yes.
How much time did you spend?
I don't know.
Half an hour? Hour?
Time is
2 hours.
Is a construct.
What is time?
Just curious.
I made it up.
I'm just curious.
Jimmy was napping. I was not taking time away from my son.
So an hour or two.
Sure.
Okay.
And I had stuff on. I was watching TV. And
I was multitasking.
Okay. All right. So after I did my social media deep dives, I had to switch gears.
Can't stop there.
No. So I reached out to a friend of mine and asked if she would slide in his DMs and shoot her shot.
So now you're recruiting friends into your meddling.
Yes, okay. I am. And yeah, hey, birds of a feather flock together. She was DTF. Entrapment or fact-finding mission, tomato, tomato, right? So she slid into his DMs. And she actually waited. We figured let's wait until late Saturday night because then it'd be a booty call. And she hit him up. She hit John up and said, "You up?" Oh, so original.
Oh my god.
She's really hot.
She
by the
can't
way.
Win it. Huh?
Well, if you're that hot, all you really need is two words.
You up?
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm. And he did respond. He said, "I am." She goes, "Found your page and took a chance." He goes, "Why can't you sleep?" And she goes, "Lonely."
Oh my God.
Now we're down to one word. She's really hot with one word. It's so bad.
I will get these from time to time from randos, total randos going, "You up?"
"You up?"
And then I'll look at the profile picture. And if she's that hot, I know it's a fake.
Exactly.
She said, "Lonely," and he goes, "I second that." And then she goes, "Why is it so hard to find someone?"
Oh, come on, really?
Oh, come on.
Yeah. Okay.
She's off her game. He goes, "I don't know, but wish I did." And she goes, "I take it, the letter U, the letter R, single."
Oh, this is Tyler Perry script.
We were laying it on thick. "I take it you are single." And he responded, "I am."
Are you now?
Well, he was also single at midnight on the 31st until he was in a situationship.
Yes, okay. But if he really wanted to,
yeah,
he would be single. And so after she had acquired the information that she needed, she hit him up with "something we have in common." And then she said, "Let's chat tomorrow," blushing emoji face. And then she gave it a hot second and she blocked him. That way they couldn't communicate anymore.
Okay. So we found out that he was, like Mo had confirmed what I had thought also, lying.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm on bird side now. Kelsey didn't need that. She didn't need that information at all.
You spent 2 hours of your life.
No, think about
saying
this.
Exactly what we knew.
I did not. Listen to me really, really quick. So no, she could have been sitting here thinking, well, it's a situationship and it might end. She was still occupying her brain with this man who could potentially be a suitor of some sort if this situationship ended.
I don't now remember. How do you know that? How do you know she was thinking any of that stuff?
Because she was. Kelsey won't even call us back. But now she can completely kick his trash ass to the side. We can move on.
Okay.
We can move on.
We can finally move on.
We moved on.
You're on The Burt Show.